Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
It's Wednesday, the 5th of January, and it is David and Cynthia from Belfast in Northern Ireland. And the Old Testament reading is taken from Exodus 33, verse 19. The Lord said, I will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.
And a New Testament reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. You know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you may become rich.
I'm struck by Exodus 33:19. It says right at the beginning, he says, I will be gracious. And it's the disposition of God, a good God, who says, I will be gracious. You know, God is not kind of looking down on us and thinking, I wonder if David's behaved himself today. I wonder if he's on my naughty list or not. Or, you know, God doesn't say, I'll think about it for a while and come back to you. No, God has determined in his heart that he says, I will be gracious. And really, the grace of God is not based on our behavior, but it is based on the finished work of Christ for us.
Yes, when I look at these verses today, I see just such a lovely parallel flowing on from yesterday, where we had grace and mercy both yesterday and today. And indeed, these just echo the ministry of ground up grace, of that message of grace and forgiveness that is ours in Christ. And I see here that the Lord is speaking that he will show mercy on whom he will show mercy. And I think about this as being whosoever. In John 3:16, we read and grasp in faith that Christ came to die for the whole world, that Christ indeed is the gift of God for the whole world, and that grace and mercy is personified in the person of Christ. Though he was rich, he left the richness of heaven, born into the world in poverty, to die for the poverty of the soul of this world, of all the people of the world, that we would share in the riches of his inheritance. And so this grace and this mercy is for the whole world, whether you are here in Northern Ireland, whether you're in California or Gaza or Albania or the Midwest in America or in England, you are part of that whole world that Christ has died for, that you may know his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness. And sad to say that in my life, there has been times, indeed many years, where I lived my Christian life without returning thanks to God, that I had taken and received the mercy and grace of God from a gracious God and yet not returned thanks to him. I'd taken all his gifts for granted, even his daily provision and daily care of myself and of my family and of his provision, taken so much for granted. But now the Lord has just put a new thankfulness in my heart, a fresh dependency on him, where I'm just seeking to return thanks to him for his grace and his mercy every day.
Do you know, in the New Testament scripture there, it says in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. And when you read the New Testament language of Christ, we discover that he is one that emptied himself. He humbled himself. He became a servant of all. He didn't come to be served, but to serve. And Cynthia and I were watching the other evening the Chosen, and it was the latest episode. And it was about Mary and Joseph. They were coming to the stable, and baby Jesus was about to be born. And the first job that Joseph did was he got a shovel, and he shoveled all the cow manure out of the stable. And to me, that just showed me the ministry of Christ. Just he's coming down in an earthy way in order that we may experience the riches of his grace, grace upon grace. Out of his fullness, he gave us freely of his grace. And that grace comes in many different forms. It could be the forgiveness of sins. It could be healing. It could be peace. But it brings such joy to us. And as Cynthia said, you know, all we can do is just return thanksgiving and praise to God in Christ Jesus. It reminds me of a little story of a boy, and he's walking in the park with his father. He's just a little boy, and the father is got his arm around his boy, and the boy's wearing his coat, and they're walking in the park, and the boy's just really enjoying the time with his father. The father is speaking to him and encouraging him and blessing him, and the boy's just really enjoying being with his father. And that night, the boy gets himself ready for bed, and he starts to take off his coat and realizes that there's a weight within his coat he didn't realize. And he puts his hand in his right pocket, and he takes out a sweet, or if you're an American, some candy. And he realizes, oh, his father must have put that secretly into his pocket earlier on in the walk. And then he discovers not only is there sweets, but there's coins. And then he puts his hand in his other pocket, and he takes out a little chestnut, because old boys love chestnuts. And he takes out a little note, and he discovers his father has been putting in little kind notes, good words, in writing them down and putting them into the boy's pockets. And so the boy kind of ends the day realizing not only has he been walking with his father, but his father has been blessing him quietly behind the scenes. And at the end of the day, he's just starting to think, oh, I thank you that I've got such a good father. And as we are listening today, and as Cynthia says, you know, there's folks in California, there's folks in Ireland, there's folks in Gaza, there's folks in Midwest and all over the place, that we are hearing the word of God, the promises of God, the grace upon grace, these scriptures blessing us and encouraging us. And we kind of end the day and we kind of say, thank you, Lord, that you have gifted us with these beautiful scriptures. And all we can do is return praise and thanks. We have a gracious God.
Our prayer from the daily text. Mighty Lord, I am awed that you descend into my spiritual poverty. You see my empty efforts to excel and perfect. How blessed I am that in your mercy I am saved from my own insufficiency. Gladly I receive your gracious love. Here, now, I am filled with gratitude. Amen.
Amen. We're going to sing an Irish hymn written by Henry Francis Light, and it's called Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And Henry Francis Light lived in the 1800s, and he actually went to the same school as me, but maybe about 150 years ago before I was born. And yet the words speak so wonderfully of the grace of God. It says, Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. And I'm just thinking, this is the grace of God. We have been ransomed, we have been healed, we have been restored, we have been forgiven. All these gifts given to us from God in Christ. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, evermore his praises sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the everlasting King.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.